With us today is Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia. And Chris is going to tell us about how the audio description trial on ABC One is going. Welcome, Chris.
Hello there.
So, how is the trial going?
It is going very well. It began on the 5th of August, and there's an average of 2 hours of programs being broadcast each night between 5 p.m. and midnight. There's been a few little issues with it doing funny things to some people's TVs, and some people lost audio on ABC, and some people have been getting the audio description and then not knowing what it is. But what seems to be happening is there's TVs out there that get it, and somehow they've accidentally been, the audio description has been activated. So the ABC has been able to speak to everyone that that's happened to, and they've been able to fix that just by going into their setup menu and turning it off. So they're the only technical issues that have happened. Mm. That's only been like about 50 people around the country, so that's not very many at all. So that's one of the things that ABC was sort of... One of the reasons to have the trial is it's never been done before, it's never been broadcast before so in Australia, so we just wanted to make sure that it was possible and everyone was going to get it. And so the good news is that everyone who's supposed to be able to get it is receiving it. So
excellent.
From their point of view, it's pretty successful at the moment.
So what programs have been described?
At the moment, it's been pretty well all British programs. So there's quite a variety. There's been that old sitcom, As Time Goes By, that's been on every 5:30 p.m. on weeknight. And there's been a lot of, British crime series that are very popular, things like Poirot and Taggart and Hustle and programs like that. And also things like Grand Design, Monty Don's Italian Garden, and so on. So it varies each night depending on, what's on. Some nights there's a lot of news programs on and so on, but then other nights there's other stuff on. So it's been a good variety of stuff.
Well, I have to confess that I'm listening or watching As Time Goes By over again. I can't resist it. I just love it.
I know a lot.
It's
of
so lighthearted and it just washes over you, So, Chris, are there going to be any Australian programs described?
Yes, they are. I know that there's a few that have been worked on at the moment. One that I believe is going to be done is the new series of Rake, which is one of my favourites. Scurrilous Lawyer, played by Richard Roxburgh. So that's coming up fairly soon. And I believe another one that's going to be described is the repeat series of The Slap, which is a miniseries that was really popular last year.
Yeah, everybody tells me how much I missed it, but did I? Did you see it?
I was overseas, actually, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Look, yeah. So who decides which ones should be audio described? I mean, did people watch them first to see if it's okay for audio description?
It's basically the ABC running it, so, there are quite a few ABC programs obviously are British, and 10% of all British TV programs are audio described now, so there's a lot of stuff to bring in. So I think they're just looking at each night what's the best thing and what's the most appropriate thing to describe.
Because I know when we were considering when we did the audio description of television on the radio, there were a few of us watched programs to see if they were okay to be, if there's a lot of noise and a lot of dialogue and a lot of music, they may not be good for audio description.
There's not room to actually put
exactly
the description in.
Oh, that's great. Now, how can listeners get to hear the audio description?
Okay, well, you need to have a TV that does receive the service. What the government has done is they released a report a few weeks ago, which was like a survey, which if you go to the Media Access Australia website, which is www.mediaaccess.org.au, in our TV section there's an audio description section and there's a link to it, but quite a few hundred models of TV will get it. The main brands like Panasonic, Sanyo, Sharp, Samsung, Sony, so if people have a TV that they've bought in the last year, for example, one of those brands, just have a look in your setup menu in the audio option and see if you've got audio description, or sometimes it's even a button on the remote control with AD on it. So that's a quick way to check, but if you want to check properly, as I say, this report lists all the models. And it also lists how you actually turn it on each model.
So if you want to know more, you can check out on the audio description trial on the Media Access Australia website. That's www. As Chris said, mediaaccess.org.au/AD trial. Thanks for that, Chris.
No worries.
I've been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.